Spider-Man. There's a new Spider-Man out?
No, you're talking. I just watched the one with Mysterio in it.
Whoa. No, you got all choked up from that. I love Mysterio.
I do. Mysterio's great.
Yeah, he's a good villain.
Actually, Joker's the best. The best villain ever.
Which is weird because Batman's the worst hero ever.
Yeah, he's
my least favorite. And yeah. I've been railing about this for the last like 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, he is. He's just a guy in a suit.
He's
a billionaire in a suit that bored.
He likes to beat up poor people. Yeah, that's what bored. It is. These guys have fucking mental issues. I bet you he does.
There's a fun fact. People who eat their boogers don't get sick that much. It's true.
So what you're saying is that those
I eat my boogers.
Those nerdy kids. No booger talk, those nerdy kids when they were like, you know, eating paste and eating their boogers and shit, they were just
they're
still alive.
They're boosting their immunity.
Correct. Especially because if you eat the paste, the virus sticks to it and then it goes right out.
I think one of the last times that we all recorded, we were talking about Omicron. Yeah, we were talking about Omicron. Omarion? Yeah, Omarion.
Omarion?
So we were talking about Omicron, which I think is fucking hilarious because COVID's over now, right?
Not over.
COVID's over.
It's at the tail
it's
end.
It's over. We're done.
Well, did you hear about beat it. Did you hear about the city in China that just
the
shut everything
chicken?
Down again because of COVID?
No, I didn't hear about that.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, but that's China.
They shut everything down.
We're America.
And one person from the house is allowed to leave every 2 days to get necessities.
That's not a good sign.
It's like over 2 million, I think, people in this city that's shut down.
Yeah. They're not.
We'll just see. We'll see what happens.
I'm just saying. It's nice. You know, I went to a concert.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I went to a concert last week. And, you know, all they required was proof of vaccination. Or like you had to show them like a negative test result.
I went out this weekend, nothing. Yesterday, not one place asked for anything.
Really?
So can you?
They're supposed to though.
Nope, not one place.
Wow.
And we were all over the place.
Can you do what you did in the bars when you're underage, like pass your vaccination behind you so your friend can
do it? Nice. Yeah.
All right, Victor. Okay, Victor, got it. And Victor.
Yeah.
I don't think they don't check that shit. They don't really read it. That's why I don't really take stock in any of that shit. You know, like you show it to them, it could say whatever the fuck, they're just gonna be like, "Yep, all right, cool, you did the necessary."
Well, you can't
thing.
Care. I mean, you're going out, so obviously you don't care about your safety anyway. Not saying that in a dick way. No, not saying that in a dickish way. I'm just saying, but you know what I'm saying. Like if you're gonna go out, you have to know that nobody really gives a shit about what's being checked at the door. So.
That's true.
You already know what you're
I still wear my
for.
Mask though. Like I'm still I still carry my mask everywhere I go.
I'm
I'll
starting
still
to
wear
like,
it.
Fade away from it.
You're still wearing it.
But I still wear it.
Yeah, I still wear it.
Where is it at right now? You don't give a shit about me and Nate?
Yeah. I got it right here.
I'm the
Why
one.
Why is it
I
on trust your you face?
All. I'm the one that has
exactly.
the sniffles.
That's my point.
Oh yeah. So wait.
Blind trust. How do you know I didn't catch COVID yesterday?
You're right. 100%. I might have COVID right now.
Correct. Thank you.
I woke up with a stuffy nose.
Thank you. Especially after you just blew all that smoke in my face.
I'm stuffy.
It wasn't smoke. It was vapor.
Yeah.
But
vapor.
But I actually think that stuffy nose is not a sign of COVID, though. Right? They say that when you have a
sore
COVID,
throat,
it's not a stuffy nose ever. Right?
It can be. That's one of the ones on the checklist that I do every morning.
Sore throat, meat sweats. Is one of them.
Oh. Wait, when your meat sweats?
Oh,
when
you disgusting. Yeah.
What? It happens.
Hey, do you guys watch The Boys?
You have COVID.
I haven't seen it. I've heard of it.
Oh
I've heard
God.
Of it. Yeah.
The
Boys. It oh, it's good, right?
On Amazon?
I saw
Prime?
The half, okay. of,
no,
half
hoping,
of the first episode.
Yeah, I was hoping that you guys watch it because I just finished an episode that had me dying. And I'm like, oh, I hope they watch that show.
I'm gonna start watching it.
Tomorrow.
I want to watch.
I'm just gonna say killer penis, and then when you get to that episode,
okay,
let all me right, know.
Cool. Yeah, I'll text you. I want to watch that. I want to watch The Expanse. I've heard The Expanse is pretty good, and I think they're like on their fourth season already. And then my cousin has been really on me to watch Battlestar Galactica. Apparently it's like a really good show, like good production, good writing, character development. It's like, yeah, it's kind of cheesy
nerd.
Yeah, nerd, yeah. Super nerd. But the actual show is good. It's put together well. So
Dwight. Dwight.
What about him?
Shroot.
What about him?
From The Office.
Battlestar Galactica.
He's a big. I've never watched The Office.
Yeah, it's
really?
Like
what I've was never watched. I never watched The Office. Remember that one day that that's all he did was binge like a million episodes and then came back out. I watched just so many episodes and I understand everything that you're saying, Nate.
Not okay. I watched.
Stop it. I watched the lies.
The first four seasons because I tried to get into it.
That was a good try.
I'm not doing this.
They
again.
Did 10 seasons. I would still not
you
consider
did four of them.
I would still not consider myself like knowledgeable.
I would watch four episodes and know I'm not into something. You gave it was, four
I
seasons.
I tried so hard
at
to
that
like
point,
it.
Just resign like, and watch was, the rest.
Yeah. There's like 22 episodes a season.
Yeah, I tried so
you watched
hard.
Almost 100 episodes of something.
Probably more.
What four?
Maybe. Maybe. Okay. And so,
yeah.
But here's the thing. I say I watch them, but
how many hours is that?
A lot of times, was half of that number. But a lot of times, I was just watching it in the back. Like I had it on in the background, so I wasn't like attentively watching it. It was just something that was. I use podcasts the same way. Right. I just have it playing in the background while I'm working on something.
And then so, you weren't paying attention to it enough to know that that's where Nate comes up with a lot of the
I have no clue.
Says.
Well, I had no clue that he was a Battlestar Galactica. That's how little I really... But I tried. I tried to like it. It's funny. It's certain things are funny. But I
it gets
overall,
weird.
It's just like too much. It's too much.
It gets better after the fourth season.
I feel like... Yeah. Oh, yeah. She fucking ass. Oh yeah, I should have stuck it out. God damn.
You'll never know.
No, here's the thing about me too. I think that I'm much more of a fan of just the 10 episodes per season. Yeah.
Oh, like a next 10, Netflix 13, type.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like I don't need to watch all that filler. You know what I mean? I just give me what you want to show me.
Well,
in
that's
a
nice,
how I succinct.
I thought about package. That too. I was watching Dexter, and it's like they. I pretty much just need to watch the second to last episode and because they do the recap.
Right.
Hey, I'm caught up. All right, cool.
Did I ask you if you guys watched Ted Lasso?
I do. Yeah.
I love don't.
Ted Lasso. I watched it last Sunday, obviously, because I didn't have my phone. So
it's
I didn't
hilarious.
Have anything else to do. I watched a season.
Caught up?
And I'm completely
They're
done
two,
in like 2 days. I've watched the
it's
whole
good.
Thing. It is so good. That is might be my new favorite show.
Well, I was in a, so I was never a big fan of Jason Sudeikis ever.
Same.
And he's hilarious.
Yes.
What's it about?
It's about a guy.
Yeah.
Named Ted Lasso.
Okay. What's he do?
Yeehaw.
Is it like that? Is he a cowboy?
Actually, his voice is.
He's from like Oklahoma or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
And he was a football coach and now he's
a
coaching
soccer coach.
Football in England.
Football.
Football.
Okay.
It's just
really, funny
because
it's,
so okay.
it's like
I
a culture.
Is it like
clash.
A fish out of water? Yeah. Is it like a fish out of water type scenario? Like yeah. he's
falls
he's
in
American
love with his boss
and you know okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Going through a divorce. You know the typical.
On? You know that he was doing that while he was actually going through a divorce.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Is that why he's crying? So what's her name and
Olivia
him are,
Wilde?
Are they're done?
Oh yeah, she's already dating what's his face? Harry Styles. Yeah, I know. I know why he was crying, but
people's like yeah. rebounds. I was like, what?
Yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, hi, I was here the whole time. I hate those where you're like, yes, finally. And then they're like, I'm dating somebody. You're like, how long is this one going to stick?
Yeah. Okay.
So
about Ted Lasso though.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
What's it on?
I love it.
Apple TV Plus.
Oh. No wonder I've not heard of it.
But it's won a bunch of Emmys.
Yeah.
Apple taking home Emmys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to sound as smooth as Nate.
Right.
I'm actually a little under the weather.
Aww.
Can you hear it in my voice?
No. I can. You have COVID?
Yes.
Yes.
I have the meat sweats.
Oh no! Do you have a towel specifically for
Stop.
That?
Yeah.
Some people have hand towels.
Yeah,
I have a dick towel.
I have a dick towel.
Yeah, I bet.
No, it's literally a dick towel from Always Sunny. Remember, they're coming up with ideas.
Yeah.
I have the towel. He's like, that's a gigantic
dick.
Do you
have one? You have one?
I have that towel.
Oh, and the little one too?
Yeah, and then you literally change it. He's like, that is an incredibly small.
It's on both. Dick. It's on both sides.
Yeah, it's like, so the butt is in the middle and you pick one.
That's so smart.
Dick towel.
Do you know what we're talking about?
Dicktowel.com.
I've watched the show, but not every episode. So.
I wonder what happens if you go to dicktowel.com. Oh, Jesus. Is that towel just sitting there?
I'm sure. That's gotta be. It's one of those things that probably just routes to their site.
Right? And here we go. I mean? Let's go ahead and Google it.
Dicktowel.com. I wonder if you own that. If you owned it and then they came up with that joke.
Yeah.
Like, and then you're like, I made it.
Finally, millions of dollars.
They're not going to pay that much.
Yeah.
It's fucking FX. You know, I found out that a lot of those shows are just cobbled together. They have big budgets, but it's more so for like the people that are actually working on it.
Yeah.
It's not so much like the resources that they're given. A lot of times they're working with like a shoestring budget. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, the first and second season, the second season of Always Sunny, they had to film around Frank. Like that was where they literally were doing scenes like 2 months later.
Right.
Yeah. And they had to like, it was kind
of all neat. Of his parts. Had to be recorded like in the same little block of time because
he had obligations.
Yeah, the dude's a busy guy.
See what I get?
What is that?
To stamp.
Oh.
So I can put it
on the back of your business card or something?
Yeah, here's my business card.
Now you really have.
Oh, it's his business card.
I just walk around.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I thought it was like something else, like a QR code. I didn't know what it said.
I walk around with just card stock in my pocket, and I go, "Hold on, let me give you my card."
Well, there you go. Just blank card stock, and that way you can tailor it to the customer. Yeah,
like exactly.
The type of you know what that reminds me of though. That reminds me of American Psycho. Is that the name of the movie?
Yeah.
Where he's got that obsession.
Yeah. Bone white.
Yeah. Oh, I love that about that movie. It's so it just helps.
Do you read the book?
No, I want to.
Yeah, it's like that, but not like that. That's like a copy. This one actually looks like the one in the episode. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so basically like the way that you
it's wrap a huge it around dick. You,
the way that you wrap it around you, you get to pick what's
what, in, what size.
Yeah, exactly.
But what's funny is when my son gets out of the bathtub and that's the only towel that we have left.
He's a little guy.
Yeah.
So like the little one is appropriately sized.
Yeah.
It's funny. What were we talking about right before that, though? Oh, yeah, American Psycho.
Oh, yeah.
That movie, it's so off-putting. You know what I mean?
Just the sex scene.
What?
Where he's to Genesis Studio.
Uh-huh.
And he's, like, flexing in the mirror, getting her from behind.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then she's like, you're weird, blah, blah, blah. And then he just drops a chainsaw on her. It's like, God.
The whole movie is just, it puts you on, or at least for me, it puts me on like this, it just makes me feel cringy all the time throughout the whole thing.
And like the guy, he just, like, the first one in the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's just sitting in the chair and just boom.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. What is he? It's an axe, right?
Mm-hmm.
He does it with an axe, mm-hmm. like in the head or something, just splits his head open like a cassava melon.
Pretty much. And then just starts going to town. But like Dexter has plastic all around.
Yeah. Have you watched the new Dexter?
Yeah.
What do you think of it? I haven't seen it. Do you recommend that I watch it?
Hey, I apologize for that bathroom. Sorry. I have to fix it because it's leaking. Like the blue water's coming out and I'm like.
I didn't use the bathroom. I was just.
Sniffing the bathroom?
I was just blowing my nose. Weirder. I'm sorry. Yeah, I should have clarified. Yeah. And
I
not
was,
done.
I was sniffing the toilet seat.
I was doing drugs in the bathroom.
You didn't invite?
I know, right? My bad.
Jesus, she just met
powder
Patrick Kane.
Yeah. Patrick Kane.
In your bathroom.
He's. I wonder where he went. He wasn't in last night's game.
No. He hasn't been around for a couple seasons. No, sad to say, I was just at the United Center. I saw all the banners. They haven't won since fucking 2015.
like a Stanley Cup.
It's been 7 years. That's crazy to me.
Well, is it crazy?
It's starting
you're
to go.
You're a Cubs fan.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay. No, but they had such a young squad. You figured it was going to be a dynasty.
I guarantee you.
Well, that happened to us a few times.
The minute they get rid of those two.
I thought we were close.
We'll get better again.
You think so?
Yeah, it's taking up the whole budget.
Oh, like, I see what you mean.
You get different players, get younger players, start all over.
Yeah.
They have to rebuild again. And then plus Bobby, that's his name, Bobby Wirtz. He's turning into the old man slowly. How he like went off on that one guy. Like, oh, that was already dealt with. And I was like, geez, man. I was like, you need a. But he's slowly chill. Turning into his dad. Like, pretty soon he's going to pull him off TV again.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm mad at you, WGN.
We need to have our own. I don't like the whole teams having their own. Yeah, network. It started. Well, Yankees have Yes Network, yeah. I think it's called. And I'm not a big fan of that because then it
forces you to get.
Yes. No one wants cable anymore.
Yeah.
Fucking cable.
Develop an app, guys.
Yeah. I think they have it. Does the marquee, does that have an app?
I don't think so. Oh. I think it's just broadcast.
That's fucking lazy.
No, I agree.
It's the 21st century.
Yeah. Duck Dodgers in the 21st century.
Man, how does that make you feel when you watch something that's like older and they're talking about the future?
Of
but it's something.
2000, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, they'll say 2000 or even 2020. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, oh, in the year 2020. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, bro, we're 2022 already.
We're still walking on the earth.
Well, our cars still run on dinosaurs.
Yeah.
She just doesn't want to talk.
Yeah. I think she needs a little bit of Vegas.
Well, no, I was just letting you guys talk,
I'll
you know.
Put that right there.
Because remember that time that you guys spent some time together just roasting the fuck out of me and saying that all I cared about was talking about like relationship stuff and asking you guys your feelings and thoughts. And I'm just listening to you guys talk.
All right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
That's a great thing to do on a podcast is just sit there and listen.
You know,
that's what you do when you're not part of the podcast,
right?
Listen.
That's all I'm gonna do.
That's not true. Our listeners are a subtle hint
when you're not part of the
correct.
Podcast.
I got what you were saying.
I'm just fucking with you.
No, I feel like it's your paranoia. So you actually listened to it? I thought I didn't. People don't know what we're talking about.
So, yeah, I may have missed like a couple, several Sundays to record, right?
Okay.
Right.
Why did you miss them?
And then my teammates here decided to, you know, do something really special for me. And they made a podcast episode. And all they were doing was singing my praises. On opposites day, because all they were doing was talking shit about me. Thank you guys so much. It was actually it was really funny. I will say this: when Ernie said we missed you and we did something nice or special for you, oh cool, my thought was, oh, he probably made an episode with me telling all of my horrible fucking jokes.
Oh
cool.
A super cut of that would be fucking great.
That's what I thought it was. And then I play and yeah. Got all the warm and fuzzies. Thanks, guys.
It came so natural, too.
It did.
Yeah. I think we did it over...
It came out too quick.
No, I feel like it was very therapeutic for you guys. You got to get off your chest everything you really felt.
I didn't have to
beautiful.
Even think. The jokes just kept coming. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Pent up aggravation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I'll release it one of these days. Yeah. I think I still have a copy of it.
I do.
How about if anyone posts on our social media that they want to hear it, then you post
okay,
it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Or you know what?
Guys,
or if any of them.
It's really dumb. Don't ask to listen.
I'll just send it to them specifically.
It's horrible.
So that way it's like an inside thing. You know
got
what
it.
I mean?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
But on a funny note.
Yes.
I bought a bunch of Twitter followers.
You bought them?
You bought?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, I bought them. So now they follow us.
Okay.
So what does that mean? I don't know. So
are they like us. Are they Russian?
Some Thoughts? Of them. Yeah, they keep saying.
I don't think you should do it then.
Okay then.
Hey man, yeah. Ukraine, solidarity. Hey,
okay.
Oh my God. Yep.
Read the instructions.
I did.
3 seconds.
Yeah, I know. And then that's it.
Just let it go.
Let it go.
She's gonna get quiet. It's
yeah.
I wanted to
say
this.
You can edit this out if you feel. I'm going to say it, but I'm going to tell you right now. We don't edit the show. Like it's inappropriate.
This is 100%. I don't think we've ever edited anything.
It might be too soon. So, yesterday, during our get together for
too soon
to go out.
Already too soon.
Somebody was making drinks.
Talking about
and
yesterday.
I didn't know what it was. Right, I just saw I caught the tail end of it, or I saw them stirring it, and I was like, "What are they?" I said, "What is that?" And he was like, "It's a white Russian." And then somebody corrected him and said, "We don't call it that anymore. It's a white Ukrainian."
Hmm. I don't know how I feel about that. I just don't even think
soon. Too soon.
Exactly.
A white Ukrainian? Isn't that all of them?
But just call it a Ukrainian.
Well, there's a black Russian.
There's one black Russian.
No, there's a drink. Black
there's
Russian.
No, there's a black Russian in China.
Chickadee China.
I don't know why I said China.
What's a black Russian?
I think it's made with Kahlua instead and no cream.
And milk?
No. Chocolate milk. Mm. I'm just kidding.
I'm like, you're making up shit right now.
That sounds good, though.
It's a black Russian.
No, there is a black Russian. Okay. Everybody watch.
But read the description. Yeah, read the description under this. Right here.
A white Ukrainian?
Up the ante. Go all in. And bet on a wild night. Ready, guys?
Wouldn't that be funny? Like, fast forward. It's like one of those, like, really fast forward things. And then at the end of the night, she's like, ooh, that was fun.
You know one thing that I don't like hearing? I don't like hearing people complain about gas prices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so over it. You know, like,
it's vodka and coffee liqueur. That's a black question.
Coffee and what?
Vodka liqueur.
Vodka and coffee liqueur. Liqueur.
Coffee. Vodka and coffee liqueur. Not coffee and
coffee and vodka liqueur.
They so probably make it
that's
with,
just vodka.
Yeah, exactly.
Vodka with sugar straight into
it. That sounds good. I told you about the best tequila I ever had, right? Mm. Like it was a coffee one.
Those are good.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Where did you get it from?
I don't know. It was a place in, when I had my girls' trip in Tampa.
Mm.
Wait, was it in Tampa? Fort Lauderdale? Yeah. It was delicious.
Oh no! I
have to find that
coffee tequila.
I like a good chocolate martini. I think the more foo-foo the drink,
yeah,
the better.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I just don't like the way they make me feel the day after. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because all that sugar.
Yeah
your liver's just like, what did you do?
Yeah, I don't like that feeling.
How much was this one?
30. I've had that for a month.
How many times have you used it?
28 times.
So far.
Like, 29. Like I have a curtain that I pull back and I put one tally and then I go.
For each one of your pens? That's a lot of fucking. Wow, that wall.
Just from top to bottom.
Is it erasable? Yeah. Once you're done, you got to replace it?
Yeah, once I replace it.
Yeah,
I,
you erase it?
Yeah. I'm like,
Is it like an Etch-A-Sketch?
Yeah. It's a Magna Doodle.
Yes. Yes. Oh, Magna Doodle. Wow. I love all those fucking super cheap toys.
You're welcome. You're going to be. Well, yeah, it's all you need as well. This is 90%.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be buying that the next time.
Yeah.
I even like the taste too. It's good.
No, that's the first thing I was like, that actually tastes pretty good.
Because it's not fruity or anything. It just is clean. It's clean.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
it's good stuff.
Who makes it? Who makes it?
Lysol.
No, it's not.
It's a wow. Good. We could talk about it. It's can legal in like 48 states, except for the state we're in.
Can we not joke?
We're in Illinois. What are you talking about?
I said the state we're in. I didn't say the state
we're in. Got it. Yes. Yes. Correct.
We're in a crazy state.
Good news. It's called good news.
Good news.
The Vegas vape pen actually pretty tastes good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else can you tell us about this hell of a company?
I don't know. It's they're good. And I guess they have news.
That was a resounding
One's all you need.
What's that?
That should be what's that. This? God, mm-hmm. She's just going through everybody's
know.
Vapes.
I don't have no. I don't remember. It's been so long. It's like a. That, it's just fruity.
What are we talking
it's
about
just got
car?
A fruitiness. It's got a fruit.
What are we talking about in the car?
What's that?
Here it
toning
comes.
It down.
Yes, because he can't remember shit.
Yeah, you know.
And I'm talking about like 30 seconds later. We're in the drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts. He orders right, two large iced coffees, yeah. One with blah blah blah, one with the other.
I
for me.
I yeah. Said a regular coffee.
And then no, you didn't. I really did. And he literally from he orders it, pulls up to the window, she gives us two straws. Why is she giving us two straws? Because we ordered two iced coffees. I didn't order two.
I
iced
got
coffees.
You a regular coffee.
You ordered.
I said a large coffee. I could have sworn. No, I want that. give me back my.
No, oh, they have. Yeah, no, that place we go. I actually bought the oil for my other vape.
Oh, Glow?
No, it's like it came in a syringe, and you had to like.
Are you sure that
what?
It was heroin. I smoked it, got really tired.
It
sex drive went
I
away.
Think, I think that's one of the great things about the legalization of cannabis, though, is that
other ways
people are finding all these great, unique yeah. ways of getting you fucking lifted.
Like this brand, Select. It's a THC beverage enhancer.
Ooh.
So you just squeeze it up to the reservoir and.
Okay.
It's weird. I tried it. It's weird because like you're just drinking your water and then all of a sudden it's like, all right, I feel something. And then all of a sudden you're like, I'm fucking high. What the fuck just happened?
Well, it's I always find edibles to be the thing that I'm least comfortable with.
Yeah, they're slow roll. Like they slowly yeah. creep up on you.
Right.
And then it's hard to measure.
Yeah. Well, a million years ago, I made these brownies and, you know, I made them myself, you know, did the butter myself, all that stuff. And I they were sitting for a while because I was going to give them out to some friends and that they just never came around, that kind of thing. And so I was like, fuck it. I don't want them to go bad. I'll just eat one. And I ate one and I was fine. I'm like, oh, maybe the potency wore off. So I had another one.
Done.
And I was, yeah, I was
you were Lord. In Debo's chicken shack.
Oh yeah. My God. My eyes. Yes, exactly.
Chicken coop. Yeah, yeah.
I ain't never been right since. But no, I was fucked up. And then I went to a store and to visit one of my friends and they just looked at me and they're like, dude, your eyes are cashed.
Nice.
I must have looked like all of those cartoons.
That's
just,
what I was going to say. The cartoons were yeah, just like super all red.
Like when Tom from Tom and Jerry is tired.
Yeah, yeah. He's using the toothpicks to keep his
toothpicks.
Eyes open.
Yeah, I had I the love toothpicks. It. But that's literally how I was. And
and then the toothpicks bend and break. Yes. Yeah. And then he put scotch tape on them. Mm-hmm. I love that. It's a good episode.
Oh, my God.
So Crambone's been. Yeah.
I love that.
Been coming around.
What do you mean?
Rambo.
What do you mean this has been coming around? What are you talking about?
My son's been singing it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then I showed him the cartoon and.
Why has he been singing it without seeing the cartoon?
I have no clue.
Why was he singing it without... No.
I have no clue.
We need an explanation.
I don't understand this. You need to interrogate your kid.
He started going Crambone. And I was like... He's like, well... Crambone. That's where the yodeling's at.
Yeah.
It's a little hard for me.
That's a tough part right there.
Yeah, it's a tough part right there. Bing.
Bing.
I need me a guitar string.
Yeah, kitty, kitty. Everybody, that's so iconic.
Oh, yeah, that was Jerry's Texas uncle.
Do you think that the further that we are from it, though, the less and less people are going to know that? Or do you think that's going to be one of those things that survives through the ages?
Well, think of the Three Stooges. No one really talks about them anymore.
Exactly.
And they were,
I don't think it'll...
they were the shit back in the day. Even like if you go 20 years back, I still was like, I loved...
Tom and Jerry is different, though, because so that's in color. It's a cartoon. It's something that kids can watch.
It's when color first came
out.
You put it
in front of them, and they don't know the difference between a new cartoon and a super old cartoon like that, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying.
Do you remember those little snippets of other cartoons that they would put in there? Like, there was one with the little flea.
Food around the corner.
No, no, no. Fifi. Was it?
Everybody knows that.
I love.
I have a videotape of. I don't know why I have a videotape about that.
He goes into the shaggy dog.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And he's got the bundle.
But what did they say? No, no, no. What did they say?
Fifi was like a fancy flea.
Yeah, like she was. Yeah, like what would it have been?
And some. It was.
I know if I see it.
And then like another flea is like in love with her or something like that. Yes.
So it was like a spinoff.
And he's like a.
Not
like that.
No, that's a nice thing to have pop up when you open your supply.
Do you want it small or huge? Do you want your insights? Maria,
why is this your background now?
She's like, I just crave little dick.
Oh, yeah.
Things you never hear come out of a woman's mouth. Man, yeah. I hope he's got a small dick.
You know, it'd be great if like, you had like your lock screen be the little dick. And then when you unlock it, it gets big.
Like it's erect.
Yeah, it's a grower.
Nah.
I'll do it then.
Yeah. Well, you could do like Bob Saget. Where he's like straight face, and then when you open it, he's smiling with his headshot. He's got two headshots out there where he's like, and then the other one's like,
That's crazy too. Since we recorded,
oh, yeah, he died. Yeah, since last time that's we crazy.
Who Rest else? In peace, man. Fucking pour one out for Bob Saget.
Yeah,
that made me really
that was
sad.
It,
really,
it
was
sad.
Norm Macdonald, too.
Head, that's
Norm
why.
Macdonald, mm-hmm. two think, comedy greats.
Yeah.
Two fucking comedy greats.
But they said he died from head trauma, blunt force trauma to the head. So
really?
I guess he slipped and fell and broke his skull and went to bed.
Oh, shit.
So, like, he must have fell.
He went to bed?
Mm-hmm. And then he went to bed in pain, not thinking anything like, hey, it'll go away.
What?
Yeah. There was another celebrity that came out and said because of what happened, she fell, and normally she... Yeah. Wouldn't have,
whatever.
She ended up going to the hospital and she had a concussion. So
what?
They were like, thank God you didn't go to sleep.
That happened to Bret Hart.
It's so weird. Like, I remember knowing that from a very early age.
If you fall, go to the doctor.
Don't go to sleep
yourself
immediately.
Yeah,
you know?
You got to stay up. Well, you could sleep every like 20 minutes and they got to wake you up with a concussion. It's annoying. I've had 8.
What?
Wow. It's annoying.
Yeah. I had one.
Because you finally, 20 minutes, you're like, finally, like, and then they're like, hey, need you get up? And you're like, what the fuck you. Fuck you, man. I just fell asleep.
What was
I going to say? Speaking of concussions, I watched the Bret the Hitman Hart documentary that was on A&E.
I didn't know that though.
The funniest thing that he ever said was, because he actually got a concussion from Bill Goldberg. He's like, I don't know who, what did he say? He goes, I guess nobody told Bill Goldberg that wrestling was fake. Just laughed. But I guess he took a hit and kicked him straight like in the face. He went to bed and ended up having a stroke, and then that's what he could, that was when he went to WCW. But it was actually good because it was like updated. But yeah, they showed it and it just like right here and just full force, like off the ropes. But yeah, if you get a chance, the A&E biographies with all the wrestlers and stuff, they're pretty good. They're like 2 hours, but they're like, because Bret had one before and I watched it when it came out on DVD, but then it's like updated now. Pretty cool.
Did we find out which one this one was on?
A&E.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Okay.
There's a bunch with him.
But the one that we were talking about specifically.
For those who can't see through the radio, they pointed at Ultimate Warrior. So...
Thank you.
A&E has been doing a lot of stuff with the WWE.
Okay. I'll definitely.
So if you do like the on demand and all that stuff, like that, it's all in there. So
sweet.
But if you get the WWE network, you can get them all. So
like,
which
Pokemon.
Now it's on Peacock. If you have Peacock, you get WWE.
Peacock. There's a lot of good stuff on Peacock. The Battlestar is on Peacock.
Yeah. It's a universal thing.
I just saw a video of, you see, Peacock, of a person getting on a plane and having
cock.
A peacock as their emotional support animal. A full fucking peacock
like
on a plane. I'm not kidding you.
We know all
on
about peacocks here.
At that point, couldn't you just be like, you know,
I have
this
sorry.
Horse is my.
I think plane is not a good option for you. Then
correct.
Why don't you ride your horse or peacock to your destination? Yeah. Then calm your ass down.
It was
you
know? Hilarious. Tail all in the aisle.
I actually heard that the like airlines have put a ban on some animals because it's like
People will go as far as you let them.
Yeah, a dog I get, but I mean, there's people with like hawks and like all. It's like, how is this your like? This hawk just wants to peck your eyeballs out. Like, how is this your emotional support?
I'm not trying to make fun of that whole thing. I'm just saying, like, at a certain point, it's like, all right, bro. Like, well, sorry. Then that means you can't ride this plane.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? There's other people.
Well, that's what
here.
They did. Yeah.
There's other people here. You know.
I would have been like, he's infringing on my medical rights. Right. I'm allergic to peacocks.
Yeah, I don't want to be near peacocks. Do you know I'm afraid of them.
Do you know the weird law, though?
That's my emotional unsupport.
So, if you actually have it and they ask you to show proof that it is, they violated everything. Like, they can get fined like crazy. Really? So, you could just say it's an emotional support. Because it's like HIPAA rights. Like,
I don't think that's...
No, you don't have to show it. With Marky, I've walked into places. I'm like, he's emotional support animal. He is, but I didn't have to show anything.
I don't know if that's how it works.
Did the dog
though.
Have to go through the X-ray machine?
I think.
No. I have a valid question.
No,
like,
I didn't take him on a plane. I took him into Starbucks.
Because I just
they were
had
just
a
like,
thought
whatever.
Right now. Yeah. What if you smuggle right. drugs in your
all
animals?
Right.
I'm like all I'm right. Serious.
All right.
Why is there a balloon hanging? All out right. Of my butt? Yeah.
All right. I'm pretty sure people have thought of that, but for those of you who haven't and are going to try that,
you're
fuck
welcome.
You.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Just go to your local dispensary.
Dogs. All right.
I don't think they sell that kind of drug.
Yeah. I like mine with a hint of dog
but
shit.
But right? But right?
But right.
But right?
But.
Okay.
B-U-T-T.
Wow.
Okay.
I think PETA's going to come after us.
How you liking it? You like it?
I just can we I'm, before we I'm move like too far bit, not, can we move yeah. too far or before we move too far from it, do not smuggle drugs in your fucking dog's assholes, just
unless he asks,
putting it out there,
unless he wants to help.
Don't take legal advice from a podcast, but
yeah,
don't do that. Just some advice.
We do right. not support the smuggling of drugs through
a
dog's
question,
ass
guys.
Why don't you pour
not
that
a suggestion.
In there?
What
just,
this?
Just
yeah, pour that
no,
in
it's,
there.
No, it's lemon
oh,
and coffee.
Lemon
lime. Yeah,
that's probably not. Well, no,
you
lemon
know,
and coffee.
Know.
Some people. Oh yeah, no, wait.
That's
people
black
tea.
Coffee, and tea. They put that in tea.
And they put it in tea.
Yeah. And actually, if you put it in water, it tastes like Sprite.
I believe it's chamomile.
Is that what you tell yourself?
Mine's Metamucil.
Oh wait. Oh, if you put this in, yeah. I thought you meant like just lemons. I was like, trying to convince yourself a little
bubbly.
You broke it.
I thought he was going to open it.
Oh, it's childproof.
You broke it.
No wonder you were having such a tough time with it.
That's why it was never opened.
Jesus.
I gave up the first time I tried to open it. I was like, damn it. I was like, fuck it.
I'm done. This is broken.
Yeah. I'm taking it back.
That's oh, like, my God, that'd be great. That'd be great if you took it back and they're just like, it's just childproof,
yeah.
sir.
Yeah, you know there's no refunds on weed.
Well, there might.
Or exchanges.
There might be
there,
for them.
There is.
Can well, you exchange?
From, I can't speak.
He'd be like, I'm sorry.
I know my daughter's exchange stuff.
This describes that I have to up the ante. I didn't up the ante.
Well, no, I'm saying like if it's unopened and you have a receipt, I'm sure you could.
Sure, yeah.
It's like, oh, I got the wrong one. You know what I mean? Jeez. They're not real drug dealers. They're business people.
Yeah.
That's different.
You know John Belushi's like, that's all he does now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, weed. He does not follow us on our Twitter.
No?
No, I follow him.
Jim.
John.
John's dead.
No, yeah, Jim.
I was going to say.
His brother. His
all
brother.
He does is nothing.
Yeah. Well, no, he was
that's
on.
That's not nice.
He was on that one show.
What?
All About Jim. What was the name of that show?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't on.
He never really got his big break, right?
Yeah, his brother was his big break.
Yeah. 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 He was
always a blues
like
brother.
He
was a blues brother.
Wasn't he in a movie with like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, you're thinking of Tom Arnold.
John Belushi. No, I'm thinking of John Belushi. They're like he's like a detective. Like a Red Heat? Is that the one?
I never watched that. Red? Is that what you're talking about?
He was like a Russian KGB guy or something like that, Arnold.
Did he speak like these?
No, not like that.
No. I'm from Russia.
No, you sounded like Transylvania. Oh. You sound like Dracula.
Blah. I want to suck your blood.
Hold on. I'm going to look it up. Red
heat. Red heat? That's what I call my wiener.
You guys aren't into old
that
movies, huh?
That sounds painful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, I put it in, it's just hot.
It's a chili pepper.
Yeah, it's like a poker. Fire poker.
That's John Belushi, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. Guys, I don't know what's going on. I don't want it. I don't want to go get my eyes tested because I'm scared, but I'm already doing the old lady like.
Pulling it back.
Pulling my head back. What does that say?
Yeah.
No.
So, no, it's fine. It's, I'm on the boat with you. I got my eyes checked in January, and he said, bifocals are in your future and about 2-3 years from now. So,
that's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
I guess not.
Shit. They have those glasses that they transition from one to the other or something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, where you don't see the line.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're like,
they look like they're normal people glasses.
Yeah, my mom said when she first got them, it was just hard to adjust. And then once she adjusted to it, you're good. Yeah. Because you're used to just looking around and you see.
Not me. I'm blind as a bat.
Bats aren't blind, man.
I'm blind as a bat. Batman came out. Have you watched it yet?
That was a good transition.
I know.
I liked it. No, I have not.
It just made me think of it because we said blind as a bat.
I've heard more good things about Spider-Man than Batman.
Spider-Man? There's a new Spider-Man out?
No, you're talking. I just watched the one with Mysterio in it.
Whoa. No, you got all choked up from that. I was like, I love Mysterio.
I do. Mysterio's great.
Yeah, he's a good villain.
Actually, Joker's the best. The best villain ever.
Which is weird because Batman's the worst hero ever.
Yeah,
he's my least favorite. And yeah. I've been railing about this for the last like 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, he had.
Yeah, he is. He's just a guy in a suit.
He's just
he's a billionaire in a suit that's bored.
He likes to beat up poor people. Yeah, that's what bored. It is. These guys have fucking mental issues. And he literally goes around kicking their ass. I'm going to beat the psychosis out of you. You know what I mean? Like, fuck you, dude. Yeah. I was
Iron Man at least has a purpose. He's trying to stop intergalactic warfare.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Because people make that comparison all the time. I was like, oh well, you don't like Tony Stark then either. No, it's not that. That guy's saving it from fucking Martians and
Thanos.
Thank you. Exactly. What's Batman done? Nothing.
Yeah, he's like, no, remember, his jurisdiction's only in Gotham. Once outside of Gotham, you can do whatever you want. no one else in the world matters.
Yeah.
Except for Gotham.
This guy, I don't know. To me, my least favorite is probably Aquaman. And then it's...
I don't know. Aquaman's kind of funny, though.
He talks to fish.
I laugh. That's why I like Aquaman. I'm like, you're funny. Aw, you guys are having drama in the sea. Oh. So sorry.
He's the adjudicator. Yeah. Everybody comes to him with their quarrels.
Yeah, with his problems. He's like, oh, damn it.
Oh, geez. Yeah, so I don't know. I like the movies. Yeah. I'm not saying that they're not good. They're not bad. They're not bad. But when you make a comparison, I have a friend that... will not concede that Superman would just fuck Batman right up.
Oh, yeah.
He'd rip him in half.
Fucking that's all he's got to do. Yeah.
And he's like, no, he's got a kryptonite bullet. He's faster than a bullet, bro. Like, you shoot at him, he's going to move out of the way.
True. And you saw that one movie, it bounces off his eyeball.
What?
That was the bad Superman. Oh. What's his name?
Which one? The early ones? Reeves ones?
No, the guy after, where they showed like the CGI had it hit his eyeball and the bullet goes like, and I'm like, it's bad.
It's like the most vulnerable part of your body.
Yeah, exactly.
But
it's like, shot,
oh my God.
And it falls off. It's
that's
like,
so funny.
That's why.
Which guy? I want to know. I love watching shitty, campy movies.
Superman Returns.
Huh? Okay. I thought Christopher Reeve was all of those guys. Like all the Superman.
Well, they did a Returns. S-U-P-E-R-M-A-N. Superbad. What?
Do you have a guilty pleasure movie? Like, this is the worst movie. I know it's a bad movie. I don't know why I love it so much.
Brandon. It was this one.
Because mine is Big Trouble, Little China. I grew up watching that movie.
He was Superman.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, there were just...
What the hell?
It was bad Supermans. My guilty pleasure is Saving Silverman.
With Steve that movie's great.
I fucking love that
the
movie.
The Neil Diamond person. That's funny.
It's all around Neil Diamond because I love Neil Diamond. And he popped up and I was like, and it's like the cheesy jokes where he's driving the bus and he's like, look, we're coming to America. And the street name's America.
just so stupid. Jack Black, before Jack Black was Jack Black.
I think he did like Orange County and something else before that.
Right.
But Steve Zahn was hilarious.
Is that the other guy?
Yeah, Steve Zahn. I still like Steve Zahn as an actor.
Saving Silverman. Oh, that's the dude with like the like blonde hair or whatever. Yeah.
He was in Happy. Have you seen Happy Texas? He's in that. Yes. They're like robbers.
Yes.
And he's got to do the pageant.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
It's all in the hips. That's Steve Zahn.
Aren't they like they're like laying low?
Yeah.
Right. And so and Happy Texas.
So he took that.
That was a good movie.
It was a good movie. I don't know what that is. It's an indie film. It was like independent. It was just too funny.
It was decent.
It's all in the hips, and he's in heels, and it's like all these little kids. Happy Texas. God, I might go watch that.
Weren't they like pretending to be a gay couple or something like that?
Yeah, they were bank robbers laying low
in
this town called Happy Texas.
Right.
Oh, and, cool. Okay. It's on Showtime.
Is it?
I'll watch it, yeah.
Oh, you should. God.
It's pretty funny.
It's funny.
It's been a while since I've seen that movie, though.
I think that came out in 97, 98?
Okay.
99. See, I was close. It was close.
William H. Macy's in it?
Ooh.
I like him.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Is he play like the cop in... He plays the cop in everything.
Hey, it's all in the hips.
Ron Perlman's in it?
He was really good in American... Was it American Beauty?
Yeah.
William H.
Oh, American Beauty. That was good.
Yeah. Fargo, he's great. I'm a big William H. Macy fan.
I like him too. He's
he's the Shameless guy, right?
Yeah.
He's the guy in Shameless.
He's Frank.
Yeah. He's like the main dude in
which
he's a father.
Loved him as Frank. Because it's like every role that William H. Macy has done. It's been clean and proper, and then you go to Frank and you're like, what the
fuck? He literally like there were a lot of things that were little episodes that were really tough for me to watch because he was that close to my dad.
Oh wow.
Like, oh, really?
For real. There was like I can't finish this episode.
Yeah.
It was tough. He did an amazing job on that note.
Yeah,
is what I mean.
Shameless. I actually skipped the whole season, jumped in. I think it was the sixth season, jumped into the seventh, and I was fine. I missed the whole thing with Lip like dating his teacher. I missed that whole thing in college.
Oh,
and I came in and it was over.
About that.
Yeah, it was over. And I was like, oh, and then again they did the recap. You know, they pull something from season one, put it here, and I'm like, all right, cool. I'm in. I get back in.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of William H. Macy. I think he's underrated.
He's a good actor.
I agree.
Fargo, he was funny.
Yeah. He just plays.
I can't think of one.
What? Question. Guilty pleasure movie that
I
you're
don't know. Like both of your movies.
This is
are
a terrible
pretty,
movie.
They're not. I wouldn't consider either one terrible.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
You're right. Big Trouble in Little China is not a terrible movie.
No, that's like a.
It's
cult,
a classic.
Yeah.
It's a. But okay, so maybe that's what I mean. It doesn't have to be like
well,
a terrible
classic,
movie.
Do I? Or no, what's just, my go-to cult classic?
Just a movie you know is never going to win an award.
I tell people about Big Trouble in Little China, and either they know it and they love it, or they have no clue what I'm fucking talking about.
Because everybody who watches Big Trouble in Little China loves that movie.
Right.
Just burning it, man.
She's gonna, you know, the notebook.
No.
Everyone.
Coke classic.
Yeah. I promised you, like.
Coke classic. Toxic Avenger.
Huh. Wow. No, see, that's a terrible movie. That's a terrible movie. I don't think that's a good cult classic either.
No, it's considered a cult classic.
I don't think it's a good one.
It wasn't a good one. Rocky Horror Picture Show was a bad movie, but it's a cult classic.
Jesus. That movie's weird.
Hairspray was a bad movie, and it's considered a cult classic.
Mm-hmm. Polyester.
Is that the one with Ricky Martin?
Polyester is another one.
Which one's the one with Ricky Martin? Oh, no, not Menudo? Ricky Martin. Ricky Lake.
Yeah, it's Hairspray. Yeah, it's a big difference.
Yeah,
they're kind of the same person, though.
No.
No.
Well,
no.
Yeah, I could see it. How? I could see where they
go. Take a glass off and go. Isn't that him?
Again, make that Ricky Lake.
That was Ricky Lake.
Yeah, that was
make
Ricky
that
Lake.
Ricky Lake.
That was Ricky Lake.
As Ricky Martin.
Yeah. I okay. can see that. I can okay. see that.
No.
I don't know. Maybe Step Brothers, but I feel like that's...
Step Brothers. That's like saying Lake, Austin Powers.
Yeah, that's not...
I know
that's
people
not
that don't like Austin Powers.
I don't think
Austin
that's...
Maybe Austin had, Powers?
See, with those
movies...
Those
are all too big, though.
No, know, but that's those, why I'm those saying, were like, quotable movies. That's why they stick out.
I think it's easier to find one in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Because in the 80s, a lot of them were either hit or miss.
Oh, yeah. And there was
well,
no
I
in
like
between.
All of, what's his name's movies?
John Cusack?
No, the director.
The Michael Pretty Hughes. Pink guy.
No, yeah. not Mike Hughes. Yeah.
John Hughes.
John Hughes. Yeah. He died.
Yeah. Like those all of those, I loved all of
he
those.
He did, didn't he do Home Alone?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I like is that in, what's
he was
his
an
face?
Actor first.
The Clerks guy. Kevin Smith. He's got such a fucking hard on for John Hughes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he loves himself some
more. No, time. Even in Clerks and Mallrats, there's like references all day. Chasing Amy.
Well, in Jay and Silent Bob, don't they go on a trip to check out the John Hughes places?
No, they were going to Sherman, Illinois because of John Hughes.
Yeah, exactly.
And come to find out, there was no Sherman, Illinois. That's the exact line. No, it was Dogma.
Dogma. Yeah, Dogma. Yeah, with movies.
Yeah, we're going to be there and be the fattest weed hookup. Blah, 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 blah. Come to find out, there is no Sherman, Illinois.
That's so funny. I that movie.
That was the name of his dog. Sherman.
Okay, so you've had a lot of time to think about this.
I know you guys have just made it worse because now I'm like,
no, I would say really, I would say any John Cusack movie in the 80s was good.
Did you
say anything? What
about Apple Pie?
Better Off
Apple
Dead.
Pie. American Pie.
American Pie was 99.
No. 2000. I'm just saying, like that might be a guilty pleasure of movie.
American Pie.
2000.
Yeah, but I feel like.
Do
you consider
there's
yourself
something about Mary?
No,
nobody likes that movie.
Semen,
what? Semen?
Yeah.
What about it?
Thinner hair.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, great. Wow.
I just like that. Everybody stopped talking, and I just said semen,
anus.
And everybody's like, "What?
Anus?"
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were talking about there
boats.
Used to be a game called Semen. So have you...
I can't. I want to say...
So I was... We were... we took a short break.
Why are you explaining that?
Okay. Because I was going to say...
You're embarrassing the
garbage
dog
pal.
Putting his bathroom business out there?
He didn't even go.
Yeah.
He just wanted a bone.
Kept humping his leg.
I'm the same way when I... Never mind.
Rover took over.
That's how I asked for sex. That's how.
Please. Do you beg for sex?
Sometimes.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Please. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Please.
It'll be fun.
That for me.
I promise.
That's a part in Saving Silverman where he's like, come on, come on. Come on, 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 come on. Jason Biggs is like mourning the loss of his girl. Like the more that opening scene is hilarious because it's like you see a match light and it goes, show me the meaning. He's like mourning his girlfriend's death. And then Steve Zahn comes in. He's like, come on, man, let's go. I got something to show you, because he's trying to introduce her. And he's like, come on, come on, come on.
God, that chick is like the worst.
Amanda Pete.
The worst.
I'm not a big fan of her. She annoys me.
I had a friend who had a girlfriend like that. And we went. That's why I like that movie so much.
Okay, I thought you were talking about like her actual. I used to have the biggest crush on her.
I did too, but she got annoying over time. Well, I don't like her acting anymore.
That's what I was going to ask you, if it was her personality or if her characters that she was picking annoyed you.
And that's not fair, right? Because she could be the sweetest girl in the world. But her characters are fucking. But you know, maybe she's typecast for that reason, because she's a bitch. Anyhow, what I was saying, no, she could be the nicest person in the world, but I had a friend that went through that, and everybody hated his girlfriend.
What was the big thing she did? Oh, she got his butt implants. Oh, Jesus. And they're like, I thought his ass looked tighter. Made him burn all of his Neil Diamond like records. She tortured Neil. And they're like, bah, bah. But like they're playing on the street. You had to be there.
Oh yeah, when he was mad, when he was doing there. Yes, I love them. He stopped. I want to watch it. I want to watch it again.
He torched Neil.
Yeah,
he's like, bah, bah.
I thank Comedy Central for introducing me to a lot of those terrible. But
they're funny.
Though. Good bad movies. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other one is Idiocracy. I watched that for the first time.
I actually just bought that movie. I have to rewatch. I have to revisit it, because when I saw it the first time, I was like, this is stupid.
Really?
Like I didn't understand it.
Oh my God. Like you watch it now and you're just like, this is the reality that we live in. You know what I mean?
This is the future.
Rock is talking about running for president.
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews too.
Is he really?
No, I'm just kidding. But The Rock is actually talking about running for president. If he wins,
they need electrolytes.
We are living in fucking Idiocracy.
Well, they that's what plants crave.
It's brown, though. It's got what plants crave. It's electrolytes. What are electrolytes? What's your movie?
Yeah, we're still here.
We're still waiting on this. I think what you're doing.
The world is.
It's building anticipation. Everybody's like, what's Maria's movie?
She's going to be like.
So is this like my go-to if I'm bored?
No, like if it's on and say you're scrolling, you see it, you'll stop.
You'll stop. And maybe watch it for a little bit and then maybe change it.
I do that with anger management.
Probably Hitch.
Hitch. I never watched that movie in its entirety.
Q-tip, throw them away. Throw them away.
I think that's the part that everybody.
Nobody's hungry when he was like doing the pizza.
Yeah, he's nobody's like, all right, we're just making the pizza. We're making the pizza. That's how he started it. Making the pizza.
I haven't watched The Fool. I want to watch it.
It's okay, but you know what's weird? What did I see?
Wasn't that
she was in the Miami video.
Yeah, Eva Mendes.
Yeah, and then they did Hitch later.
Who plays the guy?
I think they
that
made a good couple.
He's advising. That's Kevin James, right?
Kevin James, yeah.
Kevin James. Okay, all right. I guess that guy, I was getting him confused with, there's another movie.
Chris Farley.
No, where the guy gets the girl pregnant, and they don't, like, it was like a one-time
dilemma.
Thing. Oh, no, with Seth.
Maybe Seth Rogen. No,
Seth
no.
MacFarlane.
No. It is Seth. Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah, and the guy with the girl from hair. The
no
doctor show. The girl from the cute Grey's Anatomy.
She's in everything.
No,
she's
I know. Oh, you're talking about Knocked Up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't in that.
Well, then who's the guy that gets the girl pregnant?
I just said Seth Rogen.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Gets.
Who's what's not her name? In it? Who did he say is not in it?
Kevin James.
No, yeah, you were saying.
I said
that
I get those two confused, or I get those movies confused because of the
Seth Rogen.
Yeah, kind of.
Seth Rogen reminds you of Kevin sort James.
Of. Their predicament, and they're both white guys.
Wow.
I just remember like
two
in
different
Knocked Up,
sizes.
Whatever.
And, yeah, I'm just
and what, faces completely.
Yeah, when they get the news that she's pregnant, she just starts crying in the fucking that part. No, just so I was
Bill
like,
Hader.
Ooh.
Bill Hader was the best. Ouch. Yeah, she just started throwing up. That's what I said too. Maybe she's pregnant.
I like Bill Hader a lot.
Oh, he's underrated and but the one of the most funny people. I think he's up there. Mm-hmm. He's a good one that came out of that SNL cast.
He was okay.
He's one of the good ones that came out of it.
I like him. I like
Stefan's my favorite character.
I like him in Barry. Have you watched Barry?
I saw it a little bit where he's the serial killer. Yeah, he's the hitman. Yeah.
I saw a few of those.
But what's his other thing he's trying to do? Try to be like a actor.
He's an actor. Yeah. He's trying to get into acting and away from being a hitman. Yeah.
And the Fonz is his Arthur Fonzarelli.
And they left it on a cliffhanger. They haven't filmed in a couple of years because of COVID.
I just read an article. I didn't read all of it, so I don't know the specifics, but apparently for decades, Tom Hanks and
Bill?
No, Fonzie. What's his real name?
Arthur Fonz. Oh,
Arthur Fonzarelli is his real name.
That's the Fonzie's real name.
Hey, that's not his name.
God, what's it's fucking name? Escaping me right
it's,
now.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Me too.
All three
okay,
of
let's
us.
Okay, let's see. Who's going to get it first?
Google.
Henry Winkler.
Yes.
Good job.
No, thank you.
No, Arthur.
That they've hated each other for years.
Tom Cruise?
No, Hanks.
No.
I'm like, Tom Hanks doesn't dislike
anyone. Tom Hanks?
They do not like each other.
Why?
And the one that's in the middle, he was the one who was speaking on it, is who was the
Adam
one
Sandler?
From? No, who was on Happy Days with him? The one that's a director now.
Ron Howard.
Yes. Yeah. Ron Howard is the one that spilled the beans on that one.
Wow.
Really? Like, that's so weird. I can't
Tom
see.
Hanks is
I
like,
one of them, actually.
He was Mr. Rogers. So like, how can.
Yeah.
Correct.
They're probably. I mean, you got to remember that's their public persona, right?
Yeah.
So,
true.
Like, what they are in real life.
Well,
is
no,
probably,
it's just like anything. Like at
that's
work.
That's true. One of his kids is a real piece of work.
Who? So. Colin?
Yeah.
Hanks?
No.
He was in Dexter.
No, not him. The other one. Che.
No.
You're talking about Hanks' kids?
Chet. Not Che.
Chet.
What am I doing?
Who Chet. Names our kid Chet? Chet. That's just that just means that their name's Chester.
There's a guy. There's a guy. His
Chet.
Name is Chip.
Chet.
Chip.
That is a weird
Chip.
Name.
I've
Who
met
names
a,
their kid Chip?
That's true. Too.
I've met a Flip.
Flip.
Yeah.
That's not Flip. A name. That's an action.
It's a verb.
It's a verb. What about yeah. Apple?
Apple as a name?
That's Gwyneth Paltrow's.
Yeah, Chris Martin's kid's name.
I feel bad for anybody that's
actually
like all
Paltrow.
Of,
did you ever
all
hear,
of Kanye's kids.
I guess he's
seven.
He left her, Gwyneth, because she was getting like kind of kooky, like
yeah,
didn't want him to see like media, anything like that. And he's like, what the fuck happened with
Which
Madonna
is so
and Guy,
weird
Guy Ritchie too?
That's
she wouldn't let any of the kids, like they wouldn't have any magazines, anything. TV was a thing because of Madonna's past, she didn't want her kids to know. It's
oh,
like,
okay, yeah.
But it's like they're gonna. Who cares?
Well, maybe she's just keeping she's that from them until they're old enough to understand. You know what I mean? Like, I get that.
I don't.
Okay.
The world is not nice.
So what? So you're saying that you haven't stripped your
nope.
kid of any?
No. Nope. We actually just watched Child's Play
yesterday, and you told them, yeah, Santa's not real.
Yep. I said that in the fucking Easter Bunny. That's just a man in a suit.
There is no magic in your world.
We didn't do Santa.
Really?
No, we do Santa. No, it's a bit like my grandmother did. I asked her. I go, "Hey, is there such thing as Santa?" I was like 10, and she's like, "Nope." Like that, there was no conversation after that. I was like, "No wonder the handwriting matched."
Is that you know? Is that the French grandma?
Yeah. She told me Good pretty much when you
was
start
she,
when you start
was she alive during World War II?
Yeah, that's yeah. 25.
Okay, so yeah. So that's probably why. I would be the same way if I lived through something
True.
Like that, bro.
She had an occupied country.
I was thinking about that on the way here, and it's just like, you know, World War III, you know, is you know, might happen, right? Because we're talking about like, oh, you know, US might go into direct confrontation, NATO and USSR. fucking
USSR.
Yeah, we're old. Fuck those guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck the United States of Soviet Russia. Yeah. I think that's what it means. And
wow.
Really reek Russia. That's what it stands for. No. No, I did URR.
URRS.
URRR.
URRS.
URRS.
No, but and then I was thinking about it, like,
we should take acid and do this podcast. Further away
from, I think the further away that you that people are from an event like that, the more willing they are to get into something like that too, you know.
Well, I guess
it's like kind of like childbirth.
I guess my question is, and I found out today, I was watching the news, why they're attacking. They want like Ukraine to like bow down to Russia.
Well, no,
say they're part of it. Don't want them part of NATO. Nothing.
That what Russia says is that Russia's like, they're a bunch of terrorists. The government is a terrorist, and they're trying to kill all of their own people.
Do you want fry-yay? Fry-yay. No, you can have that. Oh, man, Vegas is fun.
That's one of those things I hate. I don't like hearing that. I don't like hearing...
Oh, are you talking about like fry-yay or like...
Yeah. Oh, it's not Friday. It's fry-yay.
Sunday fun day. Shut the fuck up. It's Sunday.
Monday fun day.
Yeah. Monday back to work day.
Yeah, no. I don't like that.
I gotta take Mark to the vet. He's got bumps all over. He just got them all of a sudden.
Oh, I see it.
But he's itching. He's thank you. Ringlets.
I think with that mullet, we're gonna get tons of likes on our social media.
It's curly like pubes.
Oh yeah.
You know, even though as I got older, my pubes got straight.
Pube head.
Isn't that weird?
That's what they call me.
Yeah,
they
call me Graybush.
Pube head.
Call me Graybush. Because my pubes are changing.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Not at all.
It's going.
Not at all.
But he didn't start a new one. He just...
Got it.
You don't see the sign?
Shh.
That doesn't ever change.
I know.
So it's, you always got to be quiet down here?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't.
Because that never changes.
Hey, 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 whoa.
Just use your inside voice.
I need 12-inch voices. God, I hated when they'd say that to me. Can you use your 12-inch voice? I'm like, what the fuck is a 12-inch voice? Can you
correct that metric system, please?
Yeah, can I get your 11.36 repeating? Voice. Thank you.
So follow us on the socials, guys. Like, you know, the Instagrams and
what if we just had a podcast,
the Facebooks,
just full of mouth noises.
That sounds absolutely horrible.
Some people,
and Twitter.
Some people will probably just tune in to hear the mouth noises.
Then we'd be a completely different.
We're just fucking trolling people.
Yeah.
Is that a type of ASMR?
So you're using too many abbreviations.
Yeah.
What's that? I put my butt up to the mic.
Oh my god.
No, but for real though, yes, follow us, like us, subscribe.
Gurgle.
Follow us, like us, subscribe. Gurgle, gurgle, gurgle.
Gurgle.
FLS.
Hey.
FLS.
And for what? No sense of direction, I'm Ernesto.
I'm Nate.
One more time.
One more. You go.
You.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go.
I'm
Nate.
No, you go.
Wait, I...
Go first.
Oh, no, I insist.
Okay. This is Maria. You go.
Maria Hugo?
Yeah.
You go.
Hugo. Maria Hugo.
I'm Maria.
I'm Nate.
I'm Hugo. Bye!
Good night, Earth.
Thank you.
That's good.
It's pretty good, right?
It's like a That's Bane.
Batman doing.
Oh, bye. I thought that was heavy metal.
Bye! Yeah.
No, bye would be like, goodbye!
Goodbye!
All right, bye, guys.
Yeah.